From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
A weakened Hurricane Mitch hugs Honduran coastline as thousands are evacuated. Belizeans facing the prospect of severe flooding. And OECS governments move to end exclusive rights for cable and wireless. I am Keith Stonegraves, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The authorities in Honduras say 70,000 people have been evacuated from the northern part of the country and several tiny islands off the coast called the Bay Islands as Hurricane Mitch lingers on. They're being housed in the General Hospital and schools on the mainland. Hurricane Mitch, although it has lost some of its strength, has been hugging the Honduran coast. Except for some ham radio contacts, there's no communication with the northern coast. I spoke to Roberta Flores, the Honduran ambassador to London, earlier today. I asked him what sort of reports he'd been getting about the extent of damage in his country.
Well, various communities are incommunicated. We have lost around 6 bridges that link the different towns on the northern coastal area of Honduras. This is creating problems for the provisions to be able to arrive to the different places where people have seek refuge. But we're trying to establish an air bridge to be able to provide them with the basics. Other damages account for houses. We have lost approximately 250 houses, private houses, and the productive sector, which is basically in the northern part of Honduras, has been hardly hit. We're losing more than $2 million daily because the assembly plants have had to interrupt their activities.